All right, Joe, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up page Kuf Tes, the second to last paragraph. Lochin. So remember, again, we were discussing yesterday the idea that sometimes a person says that he believes in Hashgacha Pratis, but he doesn't necessarily believe, or he doesn't attribute his suffering, his challenges, or his setbacks to his deeds. So the Mechaber was discussing if a person has that type of erroneous mindset, it's a result, he says, of two different factors, or one of two possibilities. Therefore, the desired result from this conversation is Sha'adam ha'omer shumamin bashkacha pratis, that if a person says that he believes in Hashgacha Pratis, if a person says he believes in divine providence, Dahainu Shakome es Hashem Yisbarach. And again, the belief in Hashgacha means the belief that all is from God. Im kein chayif ulahamin shekal tzar v'hisaron shiyeshlo he me'es habori Yisbarach. Therefore, I will say believing in Hashgacha Pratis is not just believing in the good. It's not just believing that the things that go according to plan, the brachos are makom neshwaruchu, but it's believing that everything, every tsar, every chisaron, every difficulty, every challenge, is also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore, ubehechrich sheish lam siba. Remember again, if it's from Hashem, then by definition, there's a siba, there's a reason. So there's nothing haphazard. Once I say that the source of my life events is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means that by definition, everything that occurs has a reason and a purpose. If it has a reason and a purpose, umameila, chayif hu lahagia lemaskana, shavonosav heim sibal yisurav. And I will say, therefore, by extension, what I have to say is, if everything is from God, and therefore everything is purposeful, I believe that somehow the reality of my life events, right, those things that occur, are directly somehow related to my actions. That's when he says again, when he says Avonosav Heim Sibal Yisurav, literally means my sins are the source of my suffering, which I will say on a deeper theological level means that at the end of the day I recognize that the events of my life are tethered to the actions, that to my actions, to my way of life, to my decisions, to ultimately what I'm accomplishing or what I'm not accomplishing. Kibavadai Hakol B'Tzedek, everything that God does is just. And therefore, again, by extension, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a suffering upon me, I believe that the point of all of these difficulties is somehow for the good. Umahi atova. But what possible good could come out of suffering and difficulty? Lo oreroso. We'll say sometimes in life we need to be awakened, right? Sometimes we need to be woken up. Awakened to do what? Ultimately, again, to fix my actions, v'yashar chosef, to straighten my paths, v'yiskel atachlis hatava ulechayim usharim, in order that ultimately, again, I could self-actualize, reach my intended purpose, and to lead an enriched life. So the Mechaber says so beautifully this idea that if I believe in Hashgacha Pratis, that means I believe everything is from God. If I believe that everything is from God, that means that by definition there's a purpose. If there's a purpose, then I believe that everything that occurs to me is somehow tethered and related to the actions that I am to the way I'm living, to my lifestyle, to my decisions, and by extension, ultimately, again, that it's Latova. How is it Latova? Because everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about for me is somewhere, is somehow a wake-up call. You know, sometimes the wake-up call is a kiss on the head. Sometimes the wake-up call is a patch. Sometimes the wake-up call feels good. Sometimes the wake-up call doesn't feel good. But Lamais, at the end of the day, all of the events in my life are all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore all intended for my self-actualization. Last two lines. Nimtza, Shadam Chachai Es HaYisod, Shein Yisrun L'Avam. Therefore, it turns out that a person who lives the principle that there is no suffering without iniquity. In other words, that all of my life, that there's no such thing as events that occur that are not somehow a mirror of my life activity. As I call Dovershal Mistadir Kirtzano, Mekarev Osu Alabore. But it's a very profound statement. If a person lives a life, lives this principle, that everything that occurs to me is a reflection of the way that I am living, therefore it turns out that every single life event that does not go according to my plan brings me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean, Rabbi Hussein? Ki mechapes lahakir v'lada'as as page kof yud, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikol ma'asheh over alav. Because Rabbi Hussein, again, if I subscribe to this level of emunah, that means that I believe that everything that occurs to me again is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has a siba, is litova, and therefore is somehow there in order to wake me up. Everything that I encounter in life is somehow there in order to allow me to wake up and self-actualize. Therefore, again, it turns out that if I live life with this principle, then everything in life brings me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when something doesn't go according to plan, I strive, I push myself to try to understand the nature of the suffering I'm encountering. So, what does Hashem want from me? How is He trying to bring me closer? The Zen Nikra, Shiesh La'adam Emunah Shleima. We'll say a very profound and beautiful statement. This is what it means to have Emunah Shleima. We'll say, so interesting, by the way, because often we speak about Emunah, and if somebody were to ask us to define Emunah, sometimes it's a little bit difficult because it could be an ambiguous or amorphous term. Here the Mechaber defines Emunah. Real Emunah, what he calls Emunah Shleima, is the belief, A, that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, B, everything has a Siba, everything has a purpose. C, everything is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me, everything is a manifestation of divine love. And therefore, D, real Emunah, therefore manifests itself in my ability, I should say, D, that everything that occurs to me is somehow a reflection of my actions. The events of my life are reactions to the life I am living and the decision I am making, which by definition leads to E, which is also the manifestation of Emunah, is the ability to use every life event to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I recognize that every life event, those that are nice, those that are more difficult, is this wake-up call from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to examine my life, to see how I'm living, ultimately, again, to get back on track and self-actualize. And he said, this is Emunah. Person subscribes to this five-part model, this is Emunah Shleima. Yirei Shamayim, let's begin the next section. Yirei Shamayim. HaTohar, Yirei Shamayim. This term, that somebody is a Yirei Shamayim. Somebody fears heaven. Shayach rak la'adam sha'oseh cheshbon nefesh b'chol yom. Umezvada achatav. So we'll say, a person can only be a Yirei Shamayim. Can only be someone who fears, reveres. We spoke about this before, but how do you define Yira? Is Yira defined as fear? Is Yira defined as reverence, as awe? You know, I've quoted before many times. Rabbi Yitzhak Abedicha brings down the idea. He says, we often translate Yira as fear. He feels it's a mistranslation. He feels at the end of the day, the real translation is reverence. This is why, because when you fear something, by definition, it places a distance, but you push it away, right? If I fear fire, it means that by definition, I'm not getting too close to the fire. Therefore, Yira means more awe or reverence. In any event, for our purpose, it's that either, whichever different definitions speak to different people. So whether you're defining it as fear, whether you're defining it as awe, the Mechaber says, a person can only be a Yirei Shamayim if they do a cheshbon ha-nefesh b'chol yom. If a person introspects each and every day, umisvada al chatov, and a person goes ahead and admits, confesses, somehow tries to go ahead and reconcile his negative behavior, umavakish slicha, asks forgiveness for his mistakes and missteps, umishtadel letakin es ma'asov, and he tries his best to fix his actions. Adam she'ino oset, we'll say, so, you know, when we read that line, we say, sure, I do that, like on Rosh Hashanah, right? Or I do that on Yom Kippur. Sarah Simei Tshuva, maybe Chodesh Elul. The Mechaber says the goal is to do this every day. A cheshbon nefesh, literally a spiritual introspection. How did I live today? What did I do? What went right? What went wrong? To accept responsibility for that which went wrong, to ask forgiveness for that which went wrong, and to try my best to do just a little bit better tomorrow. He goes on, he says, Adam she'ino oseh cheshbon nefesh b'chol yom, eino yachol likro li'asmo Yirei Shamayim. He will say, if I don't do a cheshbon nefesh, if I don't do this personal spiritual accounting, right, this introspection, then at the end of the day, person can't call himself a Yirei Shamayim. Ki zeh mochiach shu chai b'hargasha shu hu bal habayis al atzmo, Ein lo lifnei milaseis din v'chashbon al ma'asov. Hu yochel asos mashu rotza. Ki ein v'yishaya anish also v'nim sarachol kafilu me'atzomo. So this is actually quite amazing. The Mechaber says, doing a chashbon on nefesh each and every day, introspecting, contemplating, examining my deeds on a day-to-day basis shows that I am accountable to someone. That I'm accountable. That I have responsibility to someone. That I am answerable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person doesn't engage in cheshbon ha-nefesh every day, if I kind of just go, I live, I move on, but I'm never introspecting, I'm never cheshboning, I'm never contemplating, I'm never thinking about my deeds, what did I do wrong, what do I need to correct, then ultimately, again, I feel like I'm not accountable to anyone. That I'm the balabas. If I'm the balabas, if I'm in charge, if I run the show, if I'm only reportable and accountable to me, then lemaisa, why the need for a cheshbon ha-nefesh? He goes on, person can feel I can do whatever I want. There's no need for me to engage in any type of introspection because I am accountable to no one but myself. And under certain circumstances, unfortunately, a person doesn't even possess the lowest level of Yiras Shamayim. The lowest level of Yiras Shamayim is what we call Yiras Ha'onesh, fear of punishment. Fear of punishment. That I will say again, that is a very elementary level of Yiras Shamayim, of Yiras Hashem, because we're not supposed to operate. We're not supposed to operate because of fear of punishment. But at least it's a beginning. A person who doesn't do a cheshbon ha-nefesh, doesn't introspect, doesn't contemplate, doesn't take accounting of that which I have done wrong in an effort to fix it going forward, A, demonstrates that he feels he's not answerable to anyone, and B, that he doesn't even possess yiras ha'onesh, fear of punishment. One more paragraph, then we'll stop for today. Ki im haysa lo yiras ha'onesh ha'pshuta bi'oser, hu haya mefachid lehe'onesh al-chatov. Because we'll say, at least if I possessed basic yiras ha'onesh, at least I would be afraid, there'd be a certain element of fear that I'm going to be punished for my sins. O bevada haya oseh b'chayom cheshbon ha'nefesh, or misvada umavakish slicha al kol chait or al kol avon shasa, vikam haya mevakish umischane lihinotza lahabon minachit. So we'll say, if I believe at least in Yiras Ha'onesh, at least in Yiras Ha'onesh, then lamaisa, again, a person would go ahead and at least introspect in an effort to recognize what I've done wrong because I want to escape punishment. If nothing else, I just don't want to get patched. And if nothing else, I just want to try to avoid this negative behavior going forward. Therefore, again, lemana emes, ha'adam zeh, she'inu oseh cheshbon nefesh kol yom, rachok mimidas ha'kayosh ha'ktana bi'oseh. Therefore, I would say a person who doesn't do a cheshbon ha'nefesh each and every day is far away from what he calls the midas ha'yosh ha'ktana bi'oseh, even the smallest midah of yashrus. Ki afilu ba'amos ha'midah shel ha'olam hazeh. So we'll say, because again, even on a simple level, if I go ahead and I harm someone, another person, I hurt someone, I harm someone, you can tell a lot about a person. You know, sometimes people get into an accident. Right? Something happens, I accidentally hurt someone. So we'll say, so there are two ways a person could respond when they accidentally hurt someone. What are the two ways? So number one, they could say, not my fault, right? So there are people, again, when something negative happens, the first thing they just want to be able to highlight is, it wasn't me. There are other people who say the first response to causing someone else pain is, I'm sorry. Now maybe it wasn't my fault. That's possible. But lamaisa, I'm sorry that I was involved in something ultimately that caused you pain. So we'll say, so this is just a derech ha'olam. If I cause someone else pain, I apologize. V'im kach, mechayeves midas ha'yosher, she'yima klapi b'nei adam kamoso kol shekin, she'mechayeves hikin kashur mitzar es ha'borei, she'mechayeves oso, u'meitiv ito b'chol rega v'rega da'ayinu she'yifnei lovi v'akish licha. Therefore, I will say, if it's considered to be regular, what we'll call normative behavior, that if I harm someone, I hurt someone, I apologize. That's normal behavior. All the more so, I will say, if I do something to hurt, quote-unquote, or to upset the Ribbono Shel Olam, of course, all the more so I go ahead and I apologize as well. And says the Mechaber, this ultimately, again, is what it means to be a Yorei Shamayim. Yorei Shamayim is someone who every single day conducts the Cheshbon HaNefesh. What went right? What went wrong? When, in terms of those things that went wrong, I own it. I own my mistakes. I apologize for my mistakes. I do tshuva for my mistakes. I ask forgiveness for my mistakes. And I try to figure out a strategy so as not to repeat those mistakes again in the future. Says the Mechaber, that's Yiras Shamayim. And again, we'll discuss how this particular midah of Yiras Shamayim is going to be the first necessary step in the acquisition of that full picture of Emunah that we described just a bit earlier. So we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emeret Hashem bottom of Kof Yud tomorrow morning.
You got my email?
I got your email.